Here we are on the threshold of Holy Week. No one in this lifetime, and certainly in many generations, has had a Holy Week just such as this. There are reports that around the year 1918, when they had the plague of the Spanish flu at that time, that churches were then closed as well. But since that time, nothing like this. What do we make of this as we enter this threshold of Holy Week? Social distanced from our Lord. You'll remember this story. They all scatter. Maybe that's what we're called to do, not scatter, but to look at the scattering that has occurred up until this time. They all scattered. Jesus was being arrested. Everything was ramping up. It was fight or flight, and they fled. In our lifetime, we've condoned by our inaction the murder of holy innocents. Now 1.5 billion children allowed to die in what was once the safest place in the universe, the tender womb of a mother. Just in recent years, we've seen attempts to destroy marriage, to make it meaningless, to make it nothing. Marry the same gender, marry three people, four, marry your cocker spaniel. Now there's, who can count any longer? 160 different genders? And the idolatry. And I'm not talking about any specific event in the last few months. I'm talking about the idolatry of putting everything and everybody and ourselves ahead of the Lord. First place. While the Lord, if by chance, might get a rushed hour once on Sunday. An inconvenience for many. An unnecessary thing for most. Received only in recent months the news, statistics. Only 30% any longer believe that God makes himself present on this holy altar. Outside of a few pamphlets to try to cure that illness of disbelief. Crickets. So we're going into Holy Week. We're distanced from our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. I pray with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with all my strength, I pray that this time of separation is a time for us to take stock. No more pamphlets. No more dispersing when things heat up. Let's take stock. I don't know the mind of God. I don't know his heart. I don't know what he's doing here or not doing. But I can't help but believe that this is a shock meant to throw us into deep contemplation about what we have done, or maybe more importantly, what we have not done. As evil has had a chance to move unabated under our watch, a shocking scene. They came to arrest him. Things were heating up, and they took off to save themselves. Please, God, let this holy week and all the days that follow be a time that we take stock. Amen.